Hello, everyone. My name is Cosette, and I'm coming to you from Maine, not Massachusetts today.
Oh, wow. From Maine.
Yes.
Guys, I'm Camille, coming to you from California. And
like
I
always.
Just found out that Cosette's in Maine, and
yes.
You're listening to the Everything and More podcast. Wow. Cosette, tell us, how did you get to Maine?
Wow. Well, it was... I went in a car, and now I'm in Maine. Maine is, like, it's, like, 3.5 hours away from Massachusetts, so it's not, like, that far. It was a good drive. We drove all the way here.
Yeah,
and then
sounds like a lot of hours.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I don't have my microphone. That's why I have this instead. I'm like, oh, well, I could just record with the earphones.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Everything and More podcast, where now we know that Cosette's in Maine, I'm in California, and you're here, you're listening, so that's fabulous. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to leave us a review, because that would be great. We love reviews. And you know what? I just want so many reviews. Just give us all the reviews. Only positive, though. No negative ones. We're trying to become famous.
Yes.
Also, if you're listening on Spotify and not Apple Podcasts, you should follow us, because then you'll be updated every time we upload a brand new episode like this one. And you guys aren't going to want to miss this, because today we have a very special guest. Everybody, this is our first, our first official like collab with another podcast. We've talked with other podcasters and done like a more interview thing, but this is more of a collaborative effort.
Yes.
So everybody, please welcome Dilly Dallying with Divya.
Woo!
Applause.
Hi, thank you for welcoming me. I'm so pumped to be on this episode with you guys.
Yes,
thank you for coming.
Yes, exactly what Cosette just said. Like, thank you for coming. I'm excited. We're gonna do something a little bit different today that we've not done before.
Yeah.
Have we done this before?
I don't think we've talked about it.
Have we ever talked about a TV show before?
Not for a whole episode. No,
not for a whole episode. Like, we probably mentioned it, but we've never done a whole episode just talking about TV, which is something that I love and am very passionate about. So I'm very excited to be doing this today. Guys, we're just going to chat with Divya, and let this be your warning. Let this be your warning. You can see the title. We're doing an episode on Cruel Summer, Freeform's latest teen drama thriller show. And this is a spoiler warning. We will be giving away major spoilers,
plot points to the show.
So please, if you haven't seen it and you don't like spoilers, leave right now. But leave us a review and follow us first.
Go listen to one of our other 30 episodes.
Yeah, we have a lot of episodes. So go listen to those. If you guys are coming from Divya's podcast, make sure to follow us on Instagram, because we're cool gals, I promise.
Yes,
we post reels on there sometimes. We post reels, we post posts, we post stories. Sometimes we have days in our life. We post a lot of stuff, so just follow us. I promise we're funny, we're worth it, we're cool.
Thank you.
But yeah, we're just gonna get started. So I think one thing we should just talk about first is, how did we all learn about Cruel Summer? Let's start with you, Divya. Where did you hear about Cruel Summer?
On Instagram. It was the whole promotional post, and the first thing I saw was Olivia Holt, and I was like, Olivia Holt?
Disney? I know, yeah.
Childhood?
Disney.
Kicking it. Yes, I love Olivia Holt.
Yeah, honestly, she was such an icon for my Disney self, you know, when I was Disney obsessed. And I just saw it, and I was like, okay, maybe we'll just add this in our pending list of shows that we still need to watch. And then when it came out, I just went crazy for no apparent reason.
Wow, that's great. I also saw it via promotional posts. I think I saw it on Instagram as well, and I was just like, this seems right up my alley. For those of you who don't know, I love television. I've watched so many
series. It's her favorite thing.
It is, really. Like, music and TV, like, the side-by-side. I've seen countless teen dramas. Honestly, I've seen probably nearly every single one. So, Or, like, at least I've, like, watched a season of one. If I haven't watched the whole series, then at least I've watched a season. But most shows, I've seen the whole thing. I'm talking PLL. I'm talking One Tree Hill. I'm talking Gossip Girl. I'm talking just all the shows. Switched at Birth. The Fosters. Anything, you name it, I've seen it. So, that's a lot. That's a lot, yeah, we have going. And yeah, I just love teen dramas, and Cruel Summer was right up my alley, full of mystery, but also like romance and drama. So I was excited. Ooh, romance. Cosette, how did you hear about Cruel Summer?
Well, one day I was on Instagram and then I click on Camille's story. And then she said that she was like, Cruel Summer was a good show. And I was like, I want, Camille says it's a good show, so it probably is. Yeah. So then I watched it, and I watched it in like 2 days.
Yep. See, look at me.
I even got my mom to watch it. My mom, really? Watched it too. Yeah.
Look at me, guys, setting trends.
Yes.
Setting trends.
Influencer vibe.
Exactly. Yeah. Just call me a micro influencer, because
not even micro, mega influencer.
Exactly. I'm just putting people on. But yeah, if you don't know what Cruel Summer is, or like if maybe you're just listening to this episode for fun, even though I already told you, spoiler warning, but Cruel Summer is set in Texas, and each episode focuses on the same day over the course of 3 years. So we have 1993, 1994, and 1995, and the series follows two teenage girls, Kate Wallace and Jeanette Turner. Mm-hmm. And Kate Wallace, she is the town's like popular girl. Everybody loves her, and one day she disappears without a trace. And very early on, we know that the person who does it is the town's new vice principal. His name is Martin Harris. And Jeanette Turner, she's the awkward girl, the outcast, who only has like a couple friends. And she seemingly just like takes over Kate's life. And then when Kate is found, Kate accuses Jeanette of witnessing her being abducted but not reporting it. And then Jeanette becomes the most hated person in America. Because of this, Jeanette files a lawsuit against Kate. And then we just see how the story unfolds and the relationships and the drama and the scariness. So it is a very good show. I will say there is a disclaimer, because we will be chatting about this briefly. Before each episode of the show cautions the viewers about themes in the episodes like child grooming and domestic abuse. And I think that is very important to touch on, because, well, it's good that they have that warning there, but also it has you keep in mind, like in the back of your head, like this is what this show is about. Like this show is depicting what grooming looks like. So that way we kind of just have like a grasp on it. So, What were we feeling, ladies? Like, let's start with some character analysis. Who are your favorite characters? Who are your least favorite characters? What are the vibes? How are we feeling?
Okay. Well, I feel like I don't really have like a favorite character, because like everyone is annoying at like different points.
That's true.
Like, because everyone's a liar. Everyone's lying about everything all the time. Also and true. Then you don't know who's telling like the truth ever. But I don't know, like my least favorite is probably Jeanette. She's annoying.
Yeah. Jeanette?
Mm-hmm.
Not Jeanette.
Yeah, because she literally lies about everything, like that's all the true. Time.
I know. I was such a Jeanette stan too. I was so rooting for her.
Like, I mean,
I look like a fool.
And she's just like kind of weird. Like, I don't know, because like I remember that like in like the beginning of like the season, like even when like when they were at the mall and then she saw Kate and then she was just acting like so strange, and she also kept like Kate's scrunchie, like,
yeah,
and didn't want to give it back to her. It's like she was like obsessed with her. It's just weird,
right? Like there's no denying that Jeanette was weird. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about it for a second. Why did she keep going into that man's house? That was just so off.
Honestly, that was just, you're breaking and entering several times.
Right, you weirdo. Also, there was no thrill to it whatsoever. Like,
I know, so I think she just did it like for, I don't even know.
To be weird. Literally, it's like a supplement for her of like, ooh, the just rush, going to rent the danger. Houses. But like, no, that's so weird. Oh, anyways, we'll get back to Jeanette, but let's talk to Divya. How did you feel? So when the show started, what were you? Team Kate? Team Jeanette? What were you feeling? What were the vibes you got? I think
when the show started, I was Team Jeanette because obviously I didn't like know everything about her. And to me, Kate's story kind of just seemed a little sus. That's just me. So at first, I was definitely Team Jeanette. But then as the show progressed, I don't know. I was like, who's lying? Who's not?
Right. But
for the most part, I think I was Team Jeanette. And I felt so good about myself until the very end when I found out that she actually, you know.
Yeah.
And
actually saw her.
And yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. I would definitely agree. I think that, honestly, the whole time the show was kind of set up that Jeanette was the bad guy, obviously. But like, we see like little instances of her, nobody really talked about this. And let me get into this. I honestly think the root of all of Jeanette's problems was her mother. I'm not even kidding. Like, the way that her mom kind of like forced her to like have this ideal of you're not good enough, or like you need to hang out with these people and be better. Like, if her mother would have never done that, then there would be no reason for Jeanette to idolize Kate so much and then end up being weird.
Her mom like talked about how like she was like the popular girl in high school or whatever. Right. And
like, there's no need to bring that up, lady.
I know.
There's no need to bring that up. First, no one cares. You're old anyways. I know.
Why do you care about high school still?
Right. Why? Yeah, exactly. What about college? Who cares if you peaked in high school? Like, you're an old lady. So I think that the mom, because a lot of people were like, wow, the mom been knew Jeanette was crazy. Like, no, it's the mom's fault Jeanette is crazy, honestly. Because the only, her family member.
And then the mom literally like left, like divorced the dad.
Right.
Like, okay, bye.
Yeah, she just gave up on her child. Like, mm-hmm. That's on you. So I think that played a lot into Jeanette being a weirdo. But anywho, kind of moving on from there. Guys, let's talk about Mallory. What are we thinking? What are we thinking about Mallory? How do we feel about her?
She's kind of suspicious. Because, like, she didn't say, like, the whole entire time that she saw, Kate through the window. And, like, even if she didn't know at the time that it was, like, her, she knew, like, after she saw the news that it was her. So I feel like if she had just gone out and, like, explained that to people, then, like, Jeanette wouldn't, I don't know, like, everyone wouldn't. Would not have like gotten mad at Jeanette.
Right.
Yeah. But it also would have put like Kate in an odd position that because, hey, she purposely went to Martin Harris's house because legal relationship things.
Scary. That episode. So I think that was episode 9. Honestly, I knew deep down that it was that we were going to be in that situation, that Kate would go to Martin's house because they set it up. And this is where the grooming comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Harris was this authoritative figure in Kate's life, right? So he's coming to her. And he's making her feel like, one, she's too old enough I mean, like, she's old enough to and too mature to be hanging around her friends and be sharing things with them because they're too young. They wouldn't understand the kind of things that she's going through. So he was building that kind of persona up in her head that, like, all her other friends were kind of just, you know, not mature enough to handle this type of talking, whatever. But then also he put her in a place where, like, oh, like, you're so young, maybe you should, you know, be hanging out with other people doing this, but, like, the only person that you can trust is me. He made her think that all the adults in her life were terrible because he was like, you can't trust your mother and your father's not listening to you, da 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 da. Kate already didn't have a good relationship with her sister, so he was kind of, like, you know, isolating her, and that's what grooming is. And I wanted to bring up, because I made a TikTok about Cruel Summer. If you guys didn't know, I have a TikTok. Oh, yeah. Follow me.
That TikTok.
Camille Brooke
on TikTok. It got like a million views or something.
It did. My most popular TikTok. Wow. Right. That's what I'm saying. Anyways, a comment that someone left that I totally agreed with, she said, I'm late to the party, but I so wish that people would understand grooming better. It happens to so many girls, and because they're like in their late teens, they're supposed to be mature and all that nonsense. It's still not okay. It makes teens think so highly of that person when in reality, they're just trying to manipulate and take advantage. Grooming is so normalized at the moment, especially because they make it seem okay in, like, children's movies and TV shows, etc.
Yeah.
So, like, I think that even though Kate went there willingly, she wasn't able to leave willingly, and that's mm-hmm. what makes it a problem. First of all, he's an adult. He should not be kissing anyway. They shouldn't be doing anything anyway. That's weird.
And when they're playing hide and seek, that's
weird.
Their entire relationship, weird. Exactly. Weird and indescribable, because it was just
literally
beyond my interpretation in some ways. Like, I'm trying to look at things from Kate's point of view, and honestly, I don't really see how you could end up digging your vice principal. Like,
yeah, I could never. I would have never done that. Disgusting.
At the time, you gotta remember too, she has a boyfriend, and
yeah,
from what I understand, she was actually, no, she wasn't really happy with him, but I feel like she was going through this phase in her life where things were difficult because her mom was hooking up with the landscape guy.
Yeah.
And
she thought that her stepfather was cheating, and her boyfriend was careless in some ways. So
yeah.
Kate's mom is so annoying.
I was always annoyed
by literally everything she said.
Every time she came on screen, so I was like, get off the screen.
She was literally just so mean for, like, no reason, like, all the time.
Also, the way she gaslit her daughter when her daughter was like, I saw you cheating on dad. She was like, she's lying, that liar.
And then she wrote that note.
Yeah, what a weird adult. The adults in this show were so off. I don't think there was one good adult in this show. But, no.
I feel like Jeanette's dad wasn't that bad.
He had his moments, though. He was a little... But yeah. His girlfriend, she was the only adult.
Yeah.
She was good.
Yeah.
She was so down to earth, too. Like, she wasn't afraid to, like, put Jeanette down. She said something really powerful. I forgot what it was, but Jeanette was yelling at her, and then she was just like, mm-mm-mm, you do not talk to me like that. And she kind of helped Jeanette get out of that phase that she was in of just watching TV the entire day.
And being kind of like just in that depressive. You're right. She really did, because towards the beginning of the show, like when we see all those scenes of Jeanette in, what is it, 1995 or whatever, like, when we see those, like, Jeanette is, like, severely depressed to the point that all she does is, like, kind of like what you said, is eat and watch the recordings and, like, stay at home. She basically just stays at home unless she's going out to get something to eat. And so, but as the show goes on and as we see that relationship between her and the dad's girlfriend develop a bit more, like, we see her, like, going out, talking to people, doing things, like, we see her just more of Jeanette, which is another reason it's like, I'm so mad that they ended her character the way they did, even though I know, yeah, like, it makes sense. It makes sense for Jeanette to be the big bad, but
I did not expect that, though.
It was like, okay, part of me expected it, but then another part of me didn't, because, yeah, like, they just do the build-up. They did the build-up to, like, finally, like tie it with a bow, like, oh, Jeanette, you know, got her reparations, like, Kate told the truth, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. But
but then you find out that she literally heard her in the stinking basement and just left her there. Like, she even reached for the doorknob and then changed her mind. Like, right. That's so bad.
One theory that people have is that Jeanette is the one who tipped off the police, though. Because...
Tipped off the police for what?
Because in that final episode, in that 10th episode, when Martin goes down to her, he's like, the police are on to me and they're probably going to be here with a warrant any day now. And Kate also mentions when her and Jeanette are down there in the basement, like, she thinks, like, you know, someone had to have told the police something, because how else would they have known, like, Martin, or I was with Martin, or whatever. And that's when, you know, the whole thing happens, and then the gunshot, and the bang-bang, and the Annabelle situation.
Yeah. Yeah, that was so weird that Annabelle was literally just, like, a gun.
That was such a letdown, to be honest.
Oh. Yeah. I thought it was gonna be, like, I don't know, like, another person was down there or something.
Yeah, they were like, who is Annabelle? And I was like, oh, who is Annabelle? But then it was just a gun.
If it was a person, it definitely would have added more suspense. And
yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been better for the plot, really.
I think it would have been better for the plot. One thing is that, like, the whole show, like, the plot was really hard to follow if you were watching it, like, week by week, because there's just, like, a difference. Like, when you get to binge something, you could kind of group it all at once. But because the timeline that the show worked on, so having it in three separate years, like, that was really difficult to follow. But I think that was a smart move, because it only leaves the viewer with questions. The viewer can't really be like, oh, I suspect this, or because we don't really have a real timeline of when all this stuff is going on. So, other than, like, this is the year it happened and this is the day, but, like, I'm not gonna remember the day every single episode, you know what I mean? So that was really smart on their behalf.
Yeah.
Ooh, I wanted to ask, besides obviously the last, like, 5 minutes of the season, what was, like, a big shocker moment for you guys in the show? Divya, we'll start with you. Like, what was a moment you were like, whoa, what just happened?
I think what stood out to me was when it was in the beginning, when everyone found out that Kate was alive, and Jeanette went over to Jamie's house and he straight out punched her in the face.
That's what I was gonna say.
Like,
I know. I was like, this dude has anger issues.
Like, no, what the heck? Literally.
He literally probably does.
And the fact that, like, she got back with him at the end, I was like, why?
I would never.
I understand.
Yeah, I understand his anger, but you never hit a woman.
Yeah. And especially since you haven't heard her side of the story. Like, yes, we know. He just
straight up went like,
yeah, that was, guys, that sound was Cosette, like, punching someone. They can't see you. with her arm out. No, yeah, that was that's exactly what I was going to say. That was honestly the craziest moment of the show, in my opinion, besides the last 5 minutes. Because, like, what the heck? You're right. He totally just out of nowhere clocked her in the face. Yeah. I was
the fact that she still liked him after that. And she was like,
I know. I'm like, what the heck?
Right. She was begging him, bro. Like, she was like, she's like, Jamie, like, we can work this out. Like, don't you love me? Da-da-da. No, I don't love you. He punched you in the face. And it was hard, too. It wasn't like, a little tap. He, like,
it decked her. Bruised her, yeah.
a moment of silence because, like, that was just so intense. Anywho, Cosette, do you have a moment that was, like, shocking?
Not really. I don't know. Besides, like, the last part, like, I can't really think of anything that was, like, that is very shocking. Well, I can't think of anything right now, but there probably is some.
Ooh, okay, another thing that, like, I'm thinking of off the top of my head. This wasn't very shocking to me, but I was mad about it, was at the end, like, after we found out Mallory knew about Kate being down there, the way that Kate just forgave her
made I know me so literally mad. yeah literally just so fast. She was like, oh, okay, oh, that's okay.
I was like, just because I was just in shock, because Kate was so mad at Jeanette.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Mallory isn't gonna get, like, any repercussions.
In fact, it. Mallory gets a kiss. Like, what? Yeah. I was like, huh? Like, I was taken back. I was flabbergasted because she was just so mad at Jeanette, and for her to instantly forgive Mallory, I was just like, yo, this is not.
Yeah, and Kate, like, hated Jeanette for, like, a year
passionately.
Then, yeah.
I would and be like, mad because you look foolish. You really do. Hanging out with Mallory, claiming to be best friends, doing things only with her, defending her to your whole family all the time. And Mallory is a snake. I'm going to just say it. Because how are you going to like, she purposely befriended Kate, knowing what she had done, and just acted like everything was okay. Like, that is suspicious. And Mallory, I'm gonna just say it, she was a bad friend to Jeanette, too. She was, like, a terrible friend to Jeanette in the beginning. She sparked Jeanette's craziness, too. Honestly, Mallory and the mom, if they would have just left her alone and let her done what she wanted, she wouldn't be crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I didn't really like Mallory.
Either. Yeah.
I didn't really like anyone in the show.
I'll tell you Oh, wait, what did you say? Sorry, Divya.
Sorry, I said Vince was a pretty good friend.
Yeah, what I was going to say.
He was the only good one.
He was.
I was going to say my favorite characters were Vince, the girlfriend lady, Greg's girlfriend, and who else? Oh, Derek, Jeanette's brother. He was a good brother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was nice.
A+. He was a good brother. He went out on a limb for his sister because he really liked Kate's stepsister. Yeah. And then he kind of had to betray her
to get the chat things.
Yeah. So I liked him. He was good. But yeah, so that was a good character analysis we just had of all the characters on Cruel Summer, basically.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts before we start talking about what our season 2 hopes are?
I'm going back to Jamie, of course, but I wish they, like, didn't heroize it. Is that a word, heroize? Probably not, but I wish they didn't put it in such a positive light.
Towards the end, yeah.
He did hit his girlfriend, yes. But then at the same time, he got drunk and practically ruined his best friend's football career.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. And then the car crash.
Even after all that, I don't know. Maybe it's just me because I'm not such a forgiving person. But if my boyfriend hit me in the face like that, I definitely would have, like, filed some claim or something. And I would not be begging for his attention.
Yeah, I agree.
Nothing happened to him after that. Like, nothing at all.
Right. That's right. Actually, you're so right. He didn't face any type of repercussions. I don't even know if he faced he was arrested when he was driving drunk, obviously. But other than that, he didn't face any type of repercussions for being stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I were her parent, I would not let her even ever talk to him ever again.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like,
what the dad said. he said, right. Stay away from Jamie when he found out that, you know.
Yeah, he punched his daughter. Like, what a crazy thing to do. You're so right. Honestly, yeah, I wish they didn't. I mean, like, I liked them together at the beginning. But, yeah, mm-hmm. after he punched her, it kind of, it took it away.
Yeah, just ruined it.
Yeah, and he wasn't like, that great to Kate either. So, like.
Yeah. Right. He was just, like, an okay person. I could tell that he cared about both of them a lot. But, like, he clearly just did not care about, actually, no, that's a lie. I just lied because I can't really tell that he cared about them a lot. I can see that there were, like, instances where he was like, oh, like, I could see myself with her. I could see myself with her. But, like, he didn't care about Kate enough to not jump into another relationship. And then he straight up punched Jeanette in the face.
Yeah, and also he literally, like, lied about kissing Jeanette to Kate and then tried to make Kate think that like she was like crazy and didn't actually say anything.
Right. Yeah. So Jamie, he was full of red flags. Yeah. Even though he was cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Jamie, because I'll just have to get over that. My love for his good looks.
We should get him on the podcast.
Yeah, let's get
really good looking, but
right, let's get him on the podcast. Yeah, he's good looking, but then he punched a girl in the face. Like,
and at the same time, again, as Cosette said, he literally made Kate think that she was going crazy.
Right, he was like, "Are you sure you're not just seeing things? Like, what a weirdo! She was just kidnapped, you psychopath! Leave her alone."
And it's weird. Not her fault that you are unfaithful and can't choose a girl.
True. Like, also, like, I mean, okay, I get that situation is probably weird. So you're, like, in a relationship and then that person goes missing. Like, you can't wait forever. I understand that. But he, like, when he started dating Jeanette, if Kate was ever found, maybe he just thought she was dead or something because, like, in his head, once Kate was found, he was just like, oh, well, I'm Kate's boyfriend again. That's not how it works, bud. That's not how it works. You're in a whole relationship.
You can't just throw it away like that.
Right. Because, like, you have to consider the other person's feelings. Obviously, the other person, I mean, if it wasn't Jeanette, they would be weary about, like, your feelings and, like, make sure that you're okay and, like, maybe step back if they need it or whatever. Like, whatever you need, the other person would be there for you. But that's just not, you can't just drop the other person. That would be wild. Anywho, so what are we thinking, guys? What do you guys hope to see out of season 2? Cosette, we'll start with you.
Let's see, what do I, well, I hope Jeanette gets caught because, well, I think she probably will. I don't know how she's going to get caught, though, because she was, like, and like no one else saw her. Maybe someone else was in the house.
Maybe someone else was in the house. Well, they would be in trouble too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What about you, Divya? What do you think for season 2? Do you think it's going to be like the same characters? Or like, what are we thinking? What are the vibes we feel?
Well, okay. So, first off, I think that the show, like, it could totally be a standalone show because the entire problem that was brought up in season 1, like, it's solved.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, we know everything, okay? But I personally don't think that the problem of Kate being kidnapped is gonna get carried on in season 2. So Jeanette might get away with it until, like, I don't know, until the very end of season 2 or something.
Yeah.
Season 2 just might be, like, a set of different problems surrounding these characters.
Here's what I've been hearing. I've heard a lot of different things. Obviously, who knows what's going to happen. I think the smart move would be one thing, but I'll get into that. So there's a lot of people who think that, like, these are the two options we have. Either they continue with the characters that we have now, or they make Cruel Summer, like, an evolving show where each season there's, like, a different storyline, different cast. So
people.
Yeah. So, honestly, like, I have my grimes with that because I already met all these characters and I would like to see their stories continue. Yeah. because I think all of the actors are really good in their roles. So I really want them to just like make a new story, because like you said, like they have the power to make a new storyline. They don't have to continue with the whole Kate kidnap thing. So I kind of want them to just make a new storyline and keep it around the same characters. But then also, I wouldn't be opposed if they just did a whole new, like, cast or whatever and had the same, like, type of feel situation going on, you know? But yeah. I personally hope that they keep the same characters. Because, yeah. Like I said, characters like Derek and Vince, even Kate and Jeanette, I would like to see what happens to them.
Because yeah. I think I would rather want that.
Right, because we only saw them over the course of 3 summers. What about the school year, guys? Like, what about the year?
School?
What about the fall, winter, and spring? I don't know what was happening. So that's what I would like to see. Cruel Summer received a 91% on the tomato meter on Rotten Tomatoes.
What about IMDb?
7.5 out of 10.
Oh.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah, that's pretty good. An average audience score of 72%. So we are not the only people who enjoyed Cruel Summer. It was just such a good show. I saw some comments being like, the acting was cringy, but I really don't think so. I think their acting was solid. I think that the storyline was solid. I think that the way it was done was solid, like even picturesque wise. I mean, because that's our film major. What do you think?
Yes.
They had like the whole tones.
Yeah, I think they're good for each filming styles. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would love, I mean, like they've already been signed for season 2, as we know. So I hope they keep with the same characters, but I'm not sure. But that's been our conversation on Cruel Summer. So any last thoughts, ladies, before we hang up the towel on Cruel Summer?
Go watch Cruel Summer if you haven't watched it, but you decided to listen to our podcast, even though we spoiled everything. You should still go watch it.
You should watch it for yourself, you know?
Yes.
If you haven't.
Yeah, we could have just lied to you about everything.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Right.
It's always a possibility.
Exactly. We'd like to say thank you to Divya for joining us for this chat about Cruel Summer.
Thank you for having me. This was genuinely a lot of fun.
Yes. We loved discussing Cruel Summer because, well, I did at least. I don't know. Cosette, did you enjoy talking about Cruel Summer?
Yes, I did enjoy it.
Good.
I like that show. It's a good show.
Yes. And we have to do this again because I thoroughly enjoyed myself. Guys, like Cosette said, if you haven't seen Cruel Summer, I don't know what you're doing. Like, why would you even listen to this, honestly, if you haven't seen it?
Oh, if you know anyone from Cruel Summer, ask them to be on our podcast.
Yeah, if you know anyone. Guys, okay, like, quick story before we end. I made a TikTok being like, why did the writers do this for Cruel Summer, talking about why would they make Martin Harris and Kate date, because that's weird.
Yeah.
And so I made a TikTok being like, why would the writers do this? And then someone commented and was like, my uncle wrote this episode. And I was like, what?
What the heck? Honestly,
I should DM her.
Yeah. You'd be like,
can we get him on the podcast?
Does your uncle want to come on?
We love Cruel Summer. Anywho, thank you guys so much for listening. If you're here from being an audience member or a listener for Dilly Dallying with Divya, that is such a tongue twister. Say that 5 times fast. Dilly Dallying with Divya.
Dilly Dallying with Divya. Dilly Dallying with Divya.
Yeah, good job. Yes, that's such a good, what's the word? Not alliteration. That's
tongue
vowel.
Tongue twister.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Whatever you say. Anyways, that is just a great podcast name. So thank you for having that podcast name so I could just say it over and over again.
Of course.
Yes. Anywho, thank you so much, Divya, for joining us again. Again, if you are a listener of Divya's podcast, thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys liked us. If you did, stick around. It'll be a joy. We have all kinds of things going on this show. So it's literally called the Everything and More podcast. So everything you can think of and more. Make sure to follow us on Spotify, like I said, so you'll get notified each time we post a brand new episode, which is weekly on Mondays. And then also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to leave us a review. We would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Yeah, share this episode with your dog and your sister and your mom's aunt, yeah, your boyfriend. Share it with all the people, because everyone needs to hear this and listen to our thoughts on Cruel Summer. Thank you so much. We will be back with a new episode next week. Bye.